Welcome to Best in Class, the podcast where we talk about the best versions of the best cars. Thank you for joining me, Steve, and my good friend Adam.
Ayo!
As we argue over one of our favorite cars for the top of their game. How's it going, Adam?
Oh, it's going great. How are you today, Steve?
I'm a little tired. I've spent 4 days in the desert living like you people, like your adventurer style people.
So, yeah, we're late to record, and it's solely on your shoulders.
And it's my fault. I am to be blamed for this.
So I'm assuming you have not been cosplaying as a desert raider. I'm assuming, or you've been at Burning Man. I think you've been working.
It was work related.
Okay.
I did get to go to Thermal.
Yes.
And film some Ferraris. Mm-hmm. So I got to learn what yet another thing that Warren and I will never be invited to, Corsa Pilota. Do you guys know what that is?
No.
Formally introduce me yet, Steve. So
no, that's true. I know. You're not supposed to be talking.
Brought him up. You brought him up.
I just mentioned his name.
Just saying. Yeah. Like you do almost every podcast. I understand, though. It's cool.
Anyway, this is if you're a Ferrari owner, you can sign up for school and they let you drive the, it was the new 296 GTBs around a racetrack. And they have like a skid pad and wet track. And they also had the GT3 challenge cars.
Yeah.
Which are pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you're only driving base models there. They're not giving you like SF90s and letting you get crazy.
I'd say the GT3 car, what they won Daytona at, was pretty good this year. I'd say. Okay. Yeah.
Reasonable. You know? I mean, it's not like AMG Academy where they let you drive everything.
You know? Oh, here we go.
Or, you know, the Porsche Experience Center that does that every single day. But that's fine. That's fine. Ferrari doesn't have the money.
Yeah, but you're driving appliances. You're driving Beetles. It's not the same.
Yeah, it's better than driving a Fiat.
But then you're also surrounded by Ferrari people.
Anyway, I will admit the Ferrari people, if you can call them that, were a disappointment. But I did not get to – turns out I'm too fat to get in a challenge car. And the concern was not getting in but getting out. So I did not get to do that. I did not get to drive anything or sit in anything, nor did anyone on the crew. So
I don't care. You're officially too fat to do something. Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. I've waited for this day for quite a while.
Oh, I know. I figured you'd like that. Yeah.
Adam, I don't know what's worse. If he claims that he was too fat, or they just didn't want him anywhere near any of the cars.
I mean, it's both. It's both. I mean, let's be honest. They did do something really cool though, where they do the not only the telemetry, but they record where your eye goes, which is
interesting. That's cool.
So after you did all your laps, they took you into the little debriefing room and they go through your telemetry based on what you should be doing. And then they also tracked your eye movements.
That's neat.
So I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. I get that. So, yeah. And then, I went out in the deep desert to film some, TRD Pro stuff.
Okay.
The new Tacoma.
Working on Toyota.
And the Defender got a flat tire. So there was a Yukon, some other Chevy or I don't know, whatever it was. All rental cars did fine. The Defender got a flat tire. So
clearly not its natural element, Steve.
Yeah. So yeah. It had left the mall and
not happy about it.
It was too many miles away from Matcha and it decided to give up. I did get home, but I woke up this morning to a 100% flat tire. So
And how's your coolant level?
That did great. Adam, you will be delighted to know I did not change my own tire.
Of course not.
I called AAA because I know that question is coming next. So I did not change my own tire. I called AAA and they did it simply in moments. So it is handy to have a full size spare. I'll say that.
Sure. Oh, you lazy, lazy man.
Were you surrounded by other car-minded people just shaking their heads at you when you made that
call? No, the car made it home. The car made it home.
No, I meant the car people. Were you with other people when this started happening?
No.
Oh, I see. No, the flat was at home. It was only then.
Yeah.
So there was no shame in making that call, is what you're saying.
No, that's why I have you guys. Yeah. Yeah. So that's why I have Adam. Yeah. So the Ferrari is in for an oil change.
So that's going to be, I know it goes in for oil changes all the time, but then it always comes back with a $25,000 bill because we found a bunch of stuff, which is not true. It's just what mechanics do.
That wasn't that last week when you said that they compared it to like a classiche restoration version and said, yours doesn't sound like that.
But that's my point, is it's every single time. And he just hasn't learned this lesson yet.
Similar to going to Adam's garage, it's never done right the first time, right?
I'm not going to call out your shop. I'm not going to say it on air, but was it the same shop?
No.
That took a ton of money from you the last time?
Not really a ton, because I drive my car, Warren. Like, I don't keep it encased in a condom just to, where it doesn't see the sun.
No, it's filthy. It's filthy right now.
Well, because you've been in it.
That means a layer of dust.
Just the interior.
It's still on jack stands. But we'll
of course it is. Of course it is. So, So, and it turns out I also need suspension and tires. So, other than that, it's running great. Yeah.
Need is done, doing Steve. A lot of work there.
What's that?
The word need is doing a lot of work in that sentence. I doubt you need them, but fine.
No. Nope.
Yeah.
Speaking from experience, I bet you need all new suspension bushings, A-arm bushings.
Yep.
Among other things. And when I'm done with my project, I'll cut you a good rate to get yours done as well.
Yeah.
Way less than that other shop.
And so, everything's going great. Everything is going awesome.
Warren, how is your Ferrari doing?
In parts. I think the last time you guys had me on, we talked about an over under on when this thing was going to be back on the road, and I think I gave Valentine's Day as the rollout. It is in exactly the same place. I do have a collection of shiny parts. I do have a lot of stuff that was replated. I've got new shocks. I got, thrust bushings. Got all kinds of stuff just sitting in boxes. But the step one, to actually start to put something on, there's always like one thing.
We will give you. We'll give you an extension. We'll give you one more chance to fail. What do you want to do?
Let's see. What are we? March 5th. Let's get aggressive. Let's say work stuff is getting kind of tough, but mid April, third week of April. How about that?
I'll give you till May 1st. I'll be a gentleman.
May done.
Okay. You think it's going to be done?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
It has to be. It has to be.
Because it's going out for a yearly drive?
It's one of those projects, I think, that the longer that it sits and the more that it just gets more forlorn looking, covered in dust and stuff, and you're like, I got other things to do. Like, no, I can't. I gotta finish this. I gotta start bolting on clean pieces. But it's like I said, it's like the Paul Abdul song, two steps forward, one step back. There's always
is the beginning of the story that winds up around December for sale project car.
No,
I have all the parts. I just haven't put them on. This is the beginning of that. This is when you sell your Ferrari, Warren.
What's the penalty by May 1st? What is it?
Well, I guess we negged out the Felix dinner owed to us by Adam for his last.
He's never going to take that over for me.
You can buy us dinner. That's fine.
I can buy you dinner. Is that what's funny? All right. I guess it's a dinner.
Okay. We all have to go at the same time?
Yeah. See, this is always the problem. I don't mind buying you guys dinner. I just don't want to hang out.
Well, you remember what happened the last time we did that, Adam? We had a lunch, and suddenly it turned into a Steve Sports Challenge, which we should cover at some point. Listeners, for those of you who don't know this story, Steve has challenged me to virtually any
Yeah, that's right.
Of my choice.
That's right, because you made the claim that you were in some sort of physical shape.
Which say peak physical condition.
No, no, I said shape. I just there's lots of different shapes out there. Anyway, Adam, take us through your cars that are running perfectly.
The 911 has ripped out the mounting point for its sway bar in the rear. The metal has just completely failed. So it is drivable, but not for a spirited drive. So that needs to get welded up. BMW's good, just needs the carbs tuned, and the Cayenne is running. So that's the current stable. Oh, I'll give you an update. The new Discovery, the baby blue new car we bought, it has passed smog. We did nothing to it. It just passed flying colors. And it is now registered in the state of California. It is fully legit and legal. We did it.
Unbelievable.
I just want to know where they went to get it smogged. I don't believe any of this. Yeah.
Bolted on a triple cat pipe.
Yeah.
No, it passed first time. No problems.
Has a quick question about that sway bar mount. Is that just because you're so aggressive? You just tore that thing out?
I had no idea. I was running one of my driving tours around LA and someone else was like looking at my car and he called me over. He's like, hey, by the way, your sway bar's out. I think it just came unbolted and I took a look at it and it was just completely ripped out. So no, I don't know. Wow. I don't know how long it's been that way. No idea.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
I want to do a quick shout out to some of our new friends in the podcast world. James Gent shared our podcast. He's over in the UK across the pond. Or maybe he's in Canada now that I think about it.
Wow.
Yeah. Hang on. Why? He does a lot of UK reporting. So I thought for sure he is actually in Canada. So anyway,
It is part of the Commonwealth, so kind of the same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It works. Anyway, he had listened to one of our earlier podcasts and made a comment on it about that reminded him of one of his cars. That was a nice, thoughtful post and probably increased our viewership from one to at least three.
Yeah, hopefully.
So thanks for that. Our
I mean, it can't just be my dad listening to this every week.
How is your dad? Is he coming on the pod next week?
Honestly, he just came back from a trip to Antarctica. So that's why we haven't talked about him in about a month, because he's been checking out all the continents.
He can't get further away from you, can he? we also got a lot of reaction on our 5 Series pod. Deep BMW fans.
Okay. What was the reaction other than
the negative? Reaction was they did not like my GT choice.
Your Gran Turismo is awful.
They had some very more preferred responses. Everybody was going with, we had E39 was better. Basically any other car than I picked was better is what we learned. So we got a lot of response. Yeah. Yeah. And we had E34, 540, I6. I mean, there's so many numbers. I don't know.
I can't with BMWs. Yeah. I just can't.
We actually had someone, agree with you, Adam.
Of course I always choose correctly.
I'm not even going to go into it. Nathan, our Hyper Trash magazine fan, has been on board with you since you got the Discovery. So he's excited for that. So thank you to everyone that's actually listening and responding. And we appreciate it.
Does this mean you're actually looking at the Instagram now?
I do look at it occasion. basically because I just got so many harassing texts about the BMW episode. So but yeah. Anyway, so thank you everyone for posting and commenting. Warren, did you have any thoughts on the BMW 5 Series?
I have lots of thoughts, but we only have an hour.
We're just out of time.
No. The question isn't, do you have any thoughts? The question is, did you find any quotes?
Oh. Well, don't put pressure on him. We can come back to you, Warren. All right. So if you haven't figured it out, Warren's joined us on the podcast. So today we are talking about the best car available for $15,000.
Today.
We've got a couple rules that Warren is struggling to adhere to. The rules are it's $15,000 US.
Yep.
It's gotta be available in the US like today. It can't be some classified you cut out. Has to be running, so it can't be on stands.
Nope.
So no project cars. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much it. So we thought we kept this pretty broad, but Warren,
you've got to be willing to own it for a year.
Yeah.
Oh, new qualifier.
Here we go.
So before we go into it, Warren, take us through your struggles.
So the hardest part about this was what does the best car mean necessarily and to who, right? Like the best fun project car thing that you could never own unless it was 15,000. Or is it like the best car that you're recommending to friends that have kids that need like an SUV that's reliable? Or is it like just the most out there project thing that you could possibly find? That's like, that would be the shocker to bring to Cars and Coffee or to bring to like show your friends and they can't believe you bought it. So
what's great about Warren is he spends way more time
out of it.
Yeah. So give us your top three and then pick one and we're going to move on.
Okay.
Do it.
Before I get into those, no, I'm kidding. Well, on the topic of the discovery and Adam's like, he's already shaking his head. Just posted in Santa Monica is a Range Rover 2004 for $5,000. And it looks really, really clean. It only has 100,000 miles on it. So I just was throwing that out there as a fun one. And then there was this 2005 Porsche Cayenne for $3,800 in Venice. So
does it have stickers on it?
Yeah. Did someone list my wife's car?
No, this one looks like it actually runs pretty well.
How dare you? I'm looking this up right now.
Give us your choice, Warren.
All right. My choice. Those were just the fun ones that have nothing to do with anything. But right now, my top picks here are a 1986 Rolls-Royce Silver Spirit with 53,000 original miles in powder blue.
This is no plural picks. What is your pick? What is your one pick?
No, those were the fun ones that had nothing to do with anything.
Just pick one. We're running out of time.
The Rolls. I'm going with the Rolls.
Inflation's affecting our 15K at this point.
It's 14,000. All right. It's, like I said, 1986.
Okay.
Rolls-Royce Silver Spirit, 14,500, 53,000 original miles. Looks clean as a whistle. I can almost hear the theme to Beverly Hills Cop looking at this thing. It's pretty sweet.
Okay. Not bad. The wrong choice, but not bad. Adam?
Of course.
I'm still looking up. That Cayenne was $5,000?
Nope. The Cayenne was $3,800.
Okay. Found it. I'll look at it later. My turn.
Yes.
All right. This one is going to take the full half hour to explain. But I am choosing a 2023, you heard it right, Toyota Mirai. Here's the deal. It's the hydrogen car from Toyota. They cannot get rid of these things. They have a ton on dealer lots. They're pretty much only available in California, but that's okay. I live in California. They're desperate to get rid of them. So it is a $60,000 car, $66,000, they will give you $40,000 off at the dealer right now to take a 2023 model, which makes it, they'll also give you $15,000 worth of free hydrogen and a 0% interest loan on a 2023 car. So that makes it about $11,000 to buy, walk out with this brand new car, and that is my pick.
And you're going to drive that for a year?
I'm going to drive that for a year. Now, to be clear, it will be worth nothing when I'm done with it because you can't sell these used. Who wants a used hydrogen car? There are Shell just pulled out all of their hydrogen stations in LA. more of them haven't had hydrogen in like months. Like there's two stations anywhere near me to fill up. Like it's not convenient to own, but for 11 grand or so for a year, I honestly almost bought this a couple weeks ago. This is a brand new car for almost free. This seems like a great idea.
I kind of got to go with Warren on this one. He went a little special, which is nice. And there's a little British pedigree. However, too much maintenance. It's just not going to be. It's going to be. You've already got a car up on jacks. What you want to do is go two-door, sports car, convertible. But you're going to want a 12-cylinder. And you're thinking,
oh boy,
what can I possibly get for that?
Oh,
the answer is, think silver over Isis Blue XJS Jaguar from 1986.
Also 86.
Yeah.
Look at you. All right.
Now, I've got a service booklet with stamps, clean Carfax, and service records up to $6,000 in there. It's perfect. Yeah. 12-cylinder.
Yeah, but how many of them run?
Doesn't matter. It's still 12 more than your car has.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
I will say that the listing lists center console. Just as a feature. That it's there. Yeah. I've got fog lights, full-size spare, which I learned when you have a flat, it's super handy.
There you go.
This, I'm telling you, this is, imagine this, driving on PCH, convertible Jag. Amazing.
But it's never going to run.
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It's at the Beverly Hills Car Club, so it's reputable. You know, it's a good idea.
Oh Lordy.
Yeah. Yeah, silver over blue. Look at it. Oh. Oh. All right.
Well, I took my hydrogen idea directly to our little local car community here and said, hey, guys, this seems like a good idea for, you know, to spend 10 grand on a brand new car. And yeah, have it for a year, basically. And then maybe hydrogen pulls out of California altogether and you're stuck with it. That's fine. I took it to everyone. And a few of our friends had already looked at hydrogen cars maybe like a year ago. And so like, even at a $10,000, $11,000 car, it's not worth doing. There's just no stations. The station near me has been out for almost 3 months. Like, you're just never going to be able to fill it up. So it seems like, that's why I didn't actually pull the trigger on this, but I'm still very tempted.
I think you should do it. I think you should do it.
Honestly, I think the only reason I didn't do this last week is because I just made that flying call on the Discovery. I just bought a car that was quote-unquote free, and I feel like I've scratched that itch. But this seems like a pretty good opportunity, only available to people in like Los Angeles and San Francisco.
Can you lease it, though?
No, you have to buy it.
You have to, that's yeah. The rub right
yeah.
There.
Yeah. And again, like I said, you're never going to be able to resell this car ever.
This is Toyota literally saying, this is your problem.
Correct. Right? Just
take this and do whatever with it you will. But I don't want to hear from you after this thing leaves a lot.
Correct. Kind of and when you're done with it, it's going to be worth the $300 scrap fee for the metal. And that's it. Yeah.
I just feel like Warren and I are be going to British car meets. We're going to be enjoying our tea and crumpets. You're going to have to go to hang out in, Reddit or wherever those people go. And we're going to have the ultimate two car combo.
I'm going to be at home studying a map of hydrogen stations, trying to figure out where I can fill up today.
You're going to be at that dual combo Shell former hydrogen station, now just gas station on Westchester, commiserating with other hydrogen owners, like wondering, you know, where were the good, when, remember the good old days when you could get the hydrogen?
Yeah, those are my car meets now. Those are my car meets. I'll go to hydrogen stations and we'll all just talk about how screwed we are.
Yeah, just sad. Just a bunch of sad people thinking they were going to change the world.
All right. I personally believe in hydrogen over electric cars. What about you gentlemen? Like, I think it's actually the future, but it hasn't happened. And I think we've probably lost the war at this point. Warren, do you believe in hydrogen or no?
I 100% believe in hydrogen. I think it makes the most sense of all the options, because when you look at everyone saying now how hybrids actually make a lot more sense than EVs, just because of the efficiency and the usability and so on and so forth. The fact is, you're still carrying around two drivetrains. It's just inefficient and stupid. Hydrogen makes a ton of sense, but it's that infrastructure problem. And until they figure out how to make those investments and find the money to do it and get the other auto manufacturers to jump on board, I don't know how that ever comes to fruition.
Important to note that Toyota hasn't given up on hydrogen. It's just for consumer car passenger.
Well, neither's Honda or other manufacturers.
No, they just put it into commercial. So Toyota's focusing on commercial. So in that regard, you'll still have plenty of hydrogen.
Well, Honda just announced super boring, the hydrogen CRV.
Correct.
So who drives those? Oh. I don't know anybody with a CRV. Like, who would be sad enough to say, "Oh, I'll drive a CRV, but only if it's hydrogen." Like, that's like,
honestly, type of people that drive CRVs are the same type of people that don't get rejected from driving a Ferrari because they're too fat. So
I don't think so. I feel like there's a lot of crossover. I feel like there's a lot of crossover.
There might be. We're but about Adam, a half.
Would you have fuel cell envy though, if you saw a CRV? FCV and saying that's all of your Christmases come at once. Hydrogen, you've got CRV. I mean, it's like,
so I know I've done my research. Have you guys been in the forums for your prospective choices?
No, not at all. But I was in them like last week when I was seriously considering buying this thing.
So I went in there. I went in the Jaguar XJS forums to see what I might be able to do. There's a Chevy conversion. I don't know if I'd go that route, but everyone else is like, you know, aside from the engine and the seals
and the electrics and the electronics and the suspension,
well, the best quote I saw was, "We already know everything that can go wrong, so it can be fixed." I thought that was a great way to look at it. So, I mean, yeah, I think the ownership experience is going to be great for a year. Rust is a problem, along with ball joint steering arms. And it's all very difficult to work on. So
I think,
and smog's an issue, passing smog.
I think we're really letting Warren off the hook here for choosing the Rolls Royce.
No, he's going to back it up. He's going to back it up. It's
like, it is such an obvious trap that anyone who's ever looked through like the Craigslist ads, like, oh, a really cheap Bentley, a really cheap Rolls, like, what could go wrong? And Warren has fallen into it, and we're letting him get a pass on it.
You've got to be the wide-eyed 18-year-old with a fixed budget who knows he's supposed to pick up a Sentra, but sees that Rolls Royce and that gleaming paint and that spirit of ecstasy just calling to him, saying, "Please make this mistake with me."
What does Rolls Royce Royce mean to you as a car, Warren, when you hear that name?
It means you've made it.
Yeah.
It means that, you know, like, it's whether you actually have or not with a 1986 Rolls Royce Silver Spirit is another matter entirely. It's irrelevant. It's, to the rest of the world, it sure looks like you've made it. Or at least you have.
Not an 86. Not an 86.
It's gone past obsolescence and now has become this square headlight, you know, nostalgic representation.
Yeah, it's going to be you and Magnus Walker driving around. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, why? Does he have one of those?
I think so. I don't know about the year, but he's got some rollers. Yeah, you have to call it a roller. Yeah.
This thing is just, I don't know. You're right. It's a trap. It's 100% a trap. But, you know, with that kind of mileage, it's got to be in good shape. And with all, listen to this, new tires, recent trans, new gas tank, tune-up, new belts, hoses, new smog pump, new starter, recent interior paint, overall a nice example. Current reg, clean title. I mean, it's checking every box.
So
well maintained. It's got all. It's ready.
Who do you think of when you think of Rolls Royce?
Of this generation?
Yeah, or, like when you were a wide eyed teenager and a Rolls Royce rolled by. What I mean, is it movies? Like, what does it mean to you?
Yeah, no, it's Grey Poupon, and it's 100% mm-hmm. movies. It's it's Trading Places. It's like
yes,
off. Like yeah. it's like this thing. It had prestige then. It wasn't uh-huh. it wasn't for celebrities and influencers. It was like for truly successful people.
So
this is trying to bring me back to that time when I was going to say this car would bring me back to a time where I was still hopeful that I would be successful, but like I'm just kind of short circuiting it, you know, that path, right?
Great movies is always great commercials, an icon of culture and success. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Jag has been in La Femme Nikita, Scent of a Woman, amazing movies. Adam, what does Mirai do?
the Mirai to me says Hollywood elite that are trying to greenwash their reputation. And I drive a hydrogen car. It's fine.
Did you look up famous owners by any chance?
I did. I thought it was Jamie Lee Curtis and Danny DeVito. But they
interesting.
They had something else. They had a different hydrogen car. Like an FCV or something, FVC. I could not confirm.
FCX?
That sounds right. Could not confirm that they had one. So I came up empty on famous owners, which kind of surprised me.
Well, it's not super well known, is it? I mean, the one previous to this was just hideous. So
that's true. That's true. You are getting the better looking one.
Yeah.
So when you see a Mirai go past, Adam, what do you think of, or who do you think of?
I think great choice. Where are you filling that up? Mm-hmm. And they do look a lot better than the last one. Those are my thoughts in order. and someone who takes a risk.
Are you prepared for financial calamity?
Yeah. Are you willing to throw that money away? Like if you paid 66 for that car, the full price, then it had better just be, I'm a Hollywood star. I make enough money that that's nothing to me, and I need to be seen driving an environmentally friendly car. And I refuse to drive a Prius.
I don't think those things ever, no one ever paid that price for that car. They had these insanely subvented leases when they launched it. We actually worked on a program with Toyota to launch this thing. It was like an experiential activation. It was, you know, built a box that was towed by a Tundra, and it was like, looked like it was floating on clouds, and it was, you know, just exposing people to the car. And it was a hugely successful program because they had announced the launch of this car with this insane lease. It was like $350 for a $66,000 car or something. And they just couldn't keep them in the lots. Like every single one they made. And they were like, this is a great success. You know, the hydrogen's going to take off.
Yeah. Amazing. What do you know? We can sell a lot when the price is nothing. That's great.
Something like that.
Let's get in our categories. Where are you driving your car, Adam?
I mean, it's the daily driver. It has to be. It's a brand new Toyota, right? Like it's got to be something I use all the time and just drive around. And I've got to fill it up like once a month, and hopefully it works out.
What are you doing on Earth Day?
Oh,
hydrogen station.
I really got to pull out the stops for Earth Day, don't I? I got to decorate the car straight off the bat.
With an ocean, or what are you thinking? Like,
I don't know, some sort of planets? Yeah, some sort of painting or something, you know, just to show that I'm serious about it. I think the best thing to do on Earth Day is, like, you have to go. It's not enough to just care about the planet. You also have to, like, volunteer. So maybe I'm, like, cleaning up a beach.
Oh.
Something, you know?
That's
key. Yeah.
What do you think a Rolls-Royce owner is doing on Earth Day, Warren?
Buying another oil field?
I was going to say. Polluting more, just to prove a point. Yes. Gosh, what would a Rolls-Royce owner be doing? I don't think they even would know that Earth Day was a thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, they're probably on the G6.
Yeah.
Yep.
Headed off somewhere. I mean, we're talking about new Rolls owners, not my 86.
No. You can do yours. Whatever.
Oh. Mine on Earth Day is probably trying to contain the oil spill from him changing the oil himself in his driveway.
Yep. True. I feel like I'm at estate sales looking for paintings I can flip.
That's pretty good.
And as a Jag owner, I feel like you're stealing some watches off the tables.
Sure.
Just kind of pocketing them.
I'm taking the crystal.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Asking to use the restroom, going through the cabinet. Yep.
So we know our values. We know where we're driving it. What's the second car in the garage to this one?
Well, hold on. You didn't ask me where I'm driving my roller.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. Back to you, Warren.
I mean, that thing clearly belongs on Rodeo, right? You're driving it down Rodeo. You're flossing on the weekend, and then you're taking it to dinner to like Musso and Frank's.
The somewhere. Sheer hubris that you think that this car is going to run for a year. You're going to get a weekend out of this.
Come on. You think? If yes. I drive it as much as the Ferrari, it'll be perfect. It'll never have a problem.
Driving in Ferrari is rarely in your in your world.
You make fun, and yet the more I look at these pictures, the more I'm starting to open my
I think this has been a growth moment for you. What about is this a villain or hero car? What do we got? What do we think?
I'm a hero. It's too dorky. Way too dorky.
Yeah, but you can also just be a horrible person trying to cover it up. I feel like a lot of bad people drive Priuses.
A lot of bad people do drive Priuses, but I don't think it's to cover up their badness.
Mm.
No, mine's a hero car.
Okay. Warren?
Interesting. I'd say any new Rolls Royce, you're pretty much a villain, no matter what. My 86 Silver Spirit in powder blue, I think you're a hero. I think you get a lot of
No. You're not getting away with that.
I think you're the hero's like less notable cousin, like in the movie, like it's a brother or a friend that gives bad advice.
It's a Rolls Royce. It's a villain car.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's pretty and it's
if you had to pick
in an accessible way.
No. And then Jags for bad people.
Yeah.
But are they fun bad people? They're characters, right?
They are characters.
I feel like there's some charm there. So I feel like I'm doing the bridge between both you guys.
You know, you've got the string back driving gloves, the mustache, the driving cap, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like you believe in the old world sensibilities.
Mm-hmm. Colonialism, essentially.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
This Rolls-Royce is to me, in its the way that it looks, it screams California more than anything else.
It's when you drive, drive your car, what political party or the owners belong? Do you think?
Warren, Republicans; me, Democrats; Steve, Jaguar owners do not vote.
No. I was gonna say like
it doesn't do me any good. Why would I vote? No.
Libertarian. I don't know. Something.
No,
like
that. I don't think can't be bothered.
No.
Can't be bothered.
I don't believe in the system.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm probably a communist.
What's the popular perception versus reality of each of our cars?
I'll go first on this one. I think the perception is that they're horribly unreliable. And that might be true, but I'm telling you, I spent a lot of time in the forums. I think it's a misnomer. Take a little bit of care of them, and I think it's a basic enough car. But they are bad, and it's hard to find parts. And these 12-cylinder it's a mess. And the convertible tops don't really work.
Nope.
So I think the perception is they're unreliable. And I think that's true.
Yep. Warren?
Well, as the proud owner of a 1986 Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to echo Steve's comment about the perception being they're horribly unreliable. They're very expensive to fix. Parts supplier is probably not super straightforward. But you look like a king rolling down the road in this thing. So people are probably willing to put up with it if you can afford it.
Yeah, and so to be clear, I don't think Rolls-Royces are unreliable. I think a 1980s, just by sheer dint of age.
Yes.
Any Rolls-Royce that us mortals can afford is going to be unreliable just because it's so old. And you cannot go to AutoZone. You can't go to an off-parts dealer or a wrecker to find parts. Like, you're going to Rolls-Royce, and it's going to cost you a lot.
No, you're not. No, there's those guys in Santa Monica on Broadway. You know, I know I've seen these shops that are always working in, like, British car specialists.
Man,
I
Warren is really considering this life change.
I've seen these guys, you know, like, with the coveralls and the mustaches, and their names are usually, like, Nigel, and they're kind of gruff, but tender at the same time, and they know the plight you're in by buying this car.
I can see the transition from a 308 to this Rolls.
I don't know. I got a little gleam in my eye on this thing. It's just kind of
I think as you, you know, become less and less of an athlete as you get older, I think. Oh. When you're out riding,
you'd start as an athlete.
When you're out riding your electric bike, I think it'll go great with your with your Rolls.
What do we do for a living, Steve? Your Jag?
As much of a leap it is for me, I'm probably unemployed. I would say I'm just looking for investors. I've got an idea. I'm just looking for investors.
Slash future ex-wives.
No, they could be married. They could be married. They don't have to be. I feel like maybe, yeah, I might, you know, probably timeshares. I'll dabble in timeshares.
Some Florida real estate. Yeah.
And a lot of the real estate's in, like, you know, South Dakota.
Yep.
But it's really big plots.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Or the Bahamas, and you're never going to see it, but I've got it to sell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of land in Haiti, I think is what I'm selling. Cuba. Yeah, yeah.
Warren, all you can afford is a $15,000 Rolls Royce. What are you doing for a living?
Oh, the answer is so obvious. I clearly own a used car lot in Glendale.
Oh, interesting.
I've got a number of other cars, you know, that I'm buying, I'm selling all the time. I got my on-site mechanic who's able to kind of keep things going on this. And this is like this is either a passion or this is a whim that I will hold on to for 6 months and hopefully flip. But I can't realistically see anybody else buying this car. We joke, but yeah, it makes no sense. I have to admit it.
Yeah. College professor, for sure.
College or junior college?
No, college professor.
Okay, not state buddy. College?
No, like UCLA. Like, I'm a tenured professor. Therefore, I know I can't get fired if I can't get to college. Like, if I don't have hydrogen and I can't get to class, I'm not going to get fired. I've got tenure. It's fine. Yeah, I'm a professor.
Okay.
Yeah. More.
I can see it.
What else we got, Steve?
Did you guys look at any of the advertisements for your car? Warren, I hope you did. There's some, I mean, if you... Google some 1985 Rolls Royce advertising. It's pretty good stuff.
Now I got to.
Yeah.
Kill some time while I go check this out.
Okay. No matter how advanced, it will always take head, hand, eye, and heart to make a Jaguar a Jaguar.
Wordy.
Again,
wordy.
Not totally sure what that means, but this one's for you. No, and this is for the XJS. No other motor car whispers so seductively of luxury while delivering the excitement of V12 performance. And the reason they say V12 is because it has one. And behind it, it's got its, like, Le Mans racing Jag that 1 year they, like, almost won.
Yep.
So, you find anything good yet, Warren?
I did, and then I clicked on another one because I was like, "Oh, this could be interesting." Because there's actually a lot of companies that feature these cars and have really obnoxious statements about them. Like Riken Tires has one where it shows these three guys changing the tires on a Rolls, and it says how the rich get richer. Nice. I like that. But an actual ad for an 80s. In fact, here's my exact car with square headlights, powder blue, the dawn of the Silver Spirit, introducing a new Rolls-Royce masterpiece of aerodynamics. And it is the heart and soul of a masterpiece.
There you go.
Yeah.
Adam, I'll anything?
Yeah, I've got several, actually, and they're pretty good. I'm gonna start with the driest. Save money, save time, save the planet.
Okay.
No response. Keep going. Okay, next. It's not just a car, it's a vehicle of change.
Okay.
And lastly, actually, it is rocket science. Come on. Come on. That's great.
Did they have hydrogen in rockets? Is that what makes them? Is it mostly
hydrogen? Yes, liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen.
Okay. Okay.
Come on, Steve.
I don't know. I don't go to space.
Yeah, what did you do? Go to public school? How do you know this?
Yeah, I didn't go to the Utah Elite Academy or whatever it is. Whatever you guys do in those caves. Yeah.
I know Warren's pretty committed at this point, but Steve, can I get you to trade a vehicle for a Jag? Come on, Land Rover for Jag. That's an even trade.
When I was a young lad and full of hope, I used to teach tennis. And there was a student that had one of these, and it was white, tan top, 12-cylinder, and I remember this person driving it in, and I thought, this is the coolest thing ever. I don't know if it worked or how reliable it was. Probably only drove it to come take a tennis lesson or whatever it was. So I do like these. And then also, I used to think this was the car of Roger Moore and the Saint, which it's not, by the way. It's the Volvo P1800 or whatever that was.
Yep.
But I like these. I like them as a coupe as well. A convertible I could put the Great Dane in and drive around, which would be pretty amazing. After this week with the Ferrari, I have to say that I could see having a two-car garage of British. The Defender and an XJS.
Yeah.
Would be pretty awesome.
You know what's better than a V8 Ferrari is a V12 Jag.
I don't know if it's better, but I'd at least be in the 80s, so maybe it would be, there's something about it. I've never had a 12-cylinder car, and it's English.
Yeah, you're such an Anglophile.
It would be pretty great.
Yeah, I think you got to do this.
So I definitely think about it, but I don't know. Just to what was that, Warren? What are you doing?
Sorry. Dropped a little thing. I'm just so overcome by emotion with your.
I just
shift away from Ferrari. I know.
I don't think I could. I don't think the driving experience would be the same, but I'd love to be in the place to where it could be the dog car. But I'm gonna have to pass. But I'm really tempted. I do really like these compared to the cars you guys picked that I have zero interest in. So I'm gonna say no. Adam, what about you and the Mirai?
Yeah, I really almost want to pick one of these up. Last week, I went to the whole friend group and like, hey, everyone talked me out of this, and they did. But if I had not done that, I probably would own a Mirai right now. And it's not that I'm interested in the car, but for $11,000 for a brand new car, that's hard to pass up.
I'm just more intrigued about this friend group. How many do you think there are, Warren? How many people make a group?
Well, small plug, the Wonder Wealth Society is growing by leaps and bounds.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I think,
you know what? I will say, when Adam started this, is it your own thing, Adam, or are there other people that started it with you?
It is a community.
Look at that.
When he started Instagram and he got on, do you run the social media, Adam?
That's a really, again, that word's doing a lot of work in that sentence. I have access to the Instagram. Let's say that.
He was dead set. He was like, Steve, we do one post and there will only ever be one post. oddly, I hopped on it the other day, and it seems to be growing by leaps and bounds. He's becoming a little social media maven, and I'm so proud of him. So proud of him. Yeah.
Well, you know, 2015 called, and it said, get on this.
I think we're up to 12 posts.
Yeah. So it's I think it's just great to see progress after all this time. Of course, he's not tagging the podcast we've been on for 3 years in any of the posts, but that's okay. That's fine. That's fine. Not even bothered by it at all. Yeah.
I do give the podcast a shout out in the Wanderwell emails.
Mm-hmm. What event do you have? Well, actually, Warren, you going to trade in for this Rolls?
Well, it is the Rolls Royce of cars.
Yeah.
And as they say in their own advertisements, at 60 miles an hour, the loudest sound in the new Rolls Royce comes from the electric clock.
There you go.
So, I mean, it's that versus that sort of raucous, obnoxious sound of the Ferrari V8.
Yeah, but you can get rid of the CRZ. Get rid of the CRZ.
Ooh, now we're starting to think.
Or the Tundra, or the, what's the other big thing you have?
Or I could combine the Tundra and the CRZ, and it'll probably get me to that payment place.
There you go.
Being able to pay for that Rolls.
And you'd have a Rolls Royce. You'd be interesting for like a week.
Yes. Honestly,
park that thing in Venice Beach. It's so good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's spirit ecstasy will be the spirit of despair within like a day. It's not going to last.
You're not going to do it. You're not ready to take the leap.
Who cares if it's not going to last? You spent $15,000 on it. It's irrelevant.
No, but it's like my nature too is to take care of things. You know, I like to.
Then what happened to your body?
That's hurtful. That is uncalled for. You know, we're not gonna have any. We're in a safe space. We're in a safe space. Listen, just because.
All I have to do is beat Steve at one thing, and I will be completely vindicated.
Just because Adam matches his wallpaper, he's getting all prickly.
Ridiculous.
Okay. All right. Are we wrapping this up, guys?
I believe so. We're on the cusp of an hour of nonsense. closing arguments. Warren, you're the guest. Would you like to go first or would you like to go last?
I'll go last.
Okay. I will go first. It's a brand new car for $11,000. You show me where else you can do that. You can't in this country. You got to get a Toyota Mirai. 2023 model, as long as you live in Los Angeles or San Francisco and one of these stations is reasonably close to you, you'll be set. They'll also give you $15,000 worth of free hydrogen. And there was something else too. This is what you want. Oh, 0% interest on the loan. Come on. This is an amazing deal on last year's car. I almost did it. You should definitely do it. And that's it.
So Toyota, which is much smarter than any of us three, has decided bad idea. So I'm going to believe that they know what they're doing. But Adam is like, nope, let's do this. So that's the first clue that it's not going to work. It's only going to last until you run out of hydrogen. So that's like...
They'll still be hydrogen, but I think it's now like $36 a kilogram or something, and that thing holds 8 or 9 kilograms or some. It was some insane amount.
But they give you $15,000 worth of free hydrogen when you buy it,
right? But
you have to take it all that day.
God.
So, okay, what you want is a little bit of glamour. You want the sun on your face. You want heritage. You want blue interior. You want a 12-cylinder racing pedigree. You want a Jag. Back when Jag were Jags, before they became taxis or essentially nothing. And you can roll around in that thing. And everybody will think either you're were successful in the 80s and you probably made great movies on VHS, it's just going to create a story before you even get there. So for 15 grand, you can buy into all this heritage and glamour and class, instant class. You got to go with the Jag. Warren, do it.
Steve, that's great, but you're completely wrong, because for all the class that you think you're buying when you're buying a Jag, you just look over to the left, see this powder blue 1986 Rolls-Royce Silver Spirit, and you realize, like, wow, there are levels to this game. Now, of course, if you're looking at a new Rolls-Royce, you're looking at a completely different demographic and a different lifestyle, and maybe one that I wouldn't necessarily want to associate with. But if in 2024, if you're looking at an 86 Rolls-Royce Silver Spirit, it's taking you back to a happier time in America. And it's just full of nostalgia for old people like me. And for young aspiring hopefuls, they see the potential of what could be. And then for instance, for all those influencers who would just be completely seeing a modern Rolls Royce and not being swayed by it anymore because it's so common, you see this 86 and it's like, oh, that's cool. That has cachet, that has value. That's when Rolls Royce meant something. That's when like America was great. So I think that car will make America great again.
Whoa, now you went somewhere different. I thought you were going to at least quote Dudley Moore from Arthur, but no, you went with the other guy.
Another great hero of the 80s.
Exactly. I think we've lost Adam about 15 minutes ago. I think this is easily his favorite pod. And just so you guys know, we forced Adam to be on camera for this entire Zoom, even though my internet dies when I have my camera on. Are we done, Adam? You ready to go?
Yes, please.
Warren, thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Get your Ferrari fixed. You have till May.
Yes.
Or you have to dine with Adam and I, which is wished upon no one. I don't think anyone's ever dined with just us two.
The two of you eating with your hands. I don't know.
Yeah. It's like Lady and the Tramp. Yeah.
How did you know I was going to order spaghetti?
All right. Thanks, everyone. Good to see you guys.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
I hope this record. Yeah.
Yep. Goodbye.
See you later. Bye.
Later.